This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Keeping Covenants. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Islam, the importance of keeping covenants and not breaking them has been emphasized. It is known as a sign of a believer that he fulfills his obligations and he keeps up his covenants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, O you who believe, fulfill your obligations. Keeping promises and covenants is very much encouraged in Islamic lifestyle. Everyone is in quest and search of success. Islam tells us the secret to success. Allah says in the Holy Quran, successful indeed are the believers, those who are keepers of their trusts and their covenant. Look, notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a precondition, a prerequisite for the believers to be successful, that they are the keepers of their trust and their covenant. Keeping promises, fulfilling obligations, and keeping up with covenants is directly related to one's trust. Allah says in the Holy Quran, and fulfill your covenants, surely every covenant shall be questioned about. Covenants are not to be taken lightly. For every covenant, there will be a question. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we make these commitments, and we do not fulfill those commitments. While Allah says that we have to act on the obligations that we have, right? We have to have this serious attitude towards those obligations if we want to be successful, which indeed we all strive to be successful, but to be successful, this is the pathway. We have to keep up with our covenants and obligations. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing keeping covenants. Allah says in the Holy Quran, accept those of the idolaters with whom you made an agreement. When they have not failed you in anything and have not supported anyone against you, then fulfill your agreement with them to end their term. Surely Allah loves those who are careful of their duty. Islam lays a great deal of importance on fulfilling agreements. Notice Allah is saying that, accept those of the idolaters with whom you have made an agreement. And, they have not wronged you later on. They have not violated the terms of the agreement. You have to fulfill your covenants towards them. So you just can't say, oh, this person is, not a Muslim, not a Shia, or he doesn't believe in one God, so I'm not going to fulfill my covenant. No, this is not how it is. Allah wants you to fulfill your commitment, if you have made one, towards even the idolaters, right? If you make a commitment under normal circumstances, you are not allowed to violate that commitment. Allah says in the Holy Quran, if they, Muslims, seek aid from you in the matter of religion, aid is incumbent on you, except against a people between whom and you there is a treaty, and Allah see what you do. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam and Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the fifth and the sixth divinely appointed Imams respectively, they said, there are three things in which Allah does not give any permission to anybody to disregard them. Trustworthiness to the good and to the bad. Keeping covenants for the good and the bad. And doing good to parents, whether they are good or bad. Notice this beautiful saying of the divinely appointed Imam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under all circumstances, expects us to keep our covenants.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.